In the aftermath of mass shootings in other states, Wisconsin schools are getting $100 million in state grants to keep students safe. The funding comes from the State Department of Justice's new School Safety Office. DOJ recently announced that about half of the funding will go towards mental health-related efforts. However, six Wisconsin mental health organizations are raising alarms about the grant opportunity. As WUWM education reporter Emily Files explains, they say the funding could foster suspicion towards teens with mental illness.
The criticism comes down to two requirements attached to the $45 million in grant funding. One prerequisite is the creation of school safety intervention teams to evaluate risks posed by students. The teams would also promote the use of a confidential tip line to alert DOJ about potential threats from students.
This is not conducive to good mental health.
Joanne Yunke is policy director at Wisconsin Family Ties. It's one of the six mental health organizations that signed a letter this week outlining concerns with the Justice Department school safety funding. Yunke says the tip line requirement could create an aura of suspicion toward students with mental health challenges.
You know, that child who expressed momentary angry feelings in a scary drawing is all of a sudden tagged as the next school shooter when that's not what was going on at all. Or the student with autism who likes to wear a heavy trench coat and doesn't make friends easily, suddenly that's, we've got the stigma attached to that.
The other requirement that concerns Yunke has to do with teacher training. Schools that receive grants would need to send 10% of full-time teachers and counselors to training conducted by an organization that represents school resource officers. They're the police officers stationed in schools. Yunke is worried about school staff being taught how to deal with mental illness from a police perspective. But the head of the organization that conducts the training disagrees. Mo Kennedy is executive director of the National Association of School Resource Officers. He says this training is appropriate for educators.
And the idea of this training, if you really get to the core of it, is to teach how to better recognize a potential mental health issue and to know how to better de-escalate it.
State Justice Department Office of School Safety Director Kristen Devitt echoes Kennedy's defense of the school resource officer training. She says the required training teaches participants how to recognize students in crisis and help them cope long term. Devitt adds that DOJ is, quote, aware of the stigma and blame that students with mental health challenges may face, and that those students should not automatically be funneled into the criminal justice system. The agency Devitt represents was formed in March, following the deadly shooting at a high school in Parkland, Florida. Governor Scott Walker and Wisconsin lawmakers created the new Office of School Safety under the Department of Justice. The decision was questioned by the state's existing education arm, the Department of Public Instruction. This funding focused on mental health is the second allotment of school safety grants. About $50 million already was approved for hundreds of schools to cover physical safety upgrades in buildings and a range of other improvements. The Milwaukee Public School District got $3 million. MPS also plans to apply for mental health-focused funds. If the grant is approved, that would mean MPS would have to follow the requirements that are now being questioned by mental health groups. Grant decisions are expected in October. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM.